نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, among the Sahaba, there are two groups. One is the Muhajirin and the other are the Ansars. Muhajirin were those Sahaba that sacrificed everything in Makkatul Mukarramah, and for the sake of Allah the Rasul, for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, they went to Madinatul Munawwara. Then there were the second group, the Ansars, that helped and assisted the Muhajirin for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Both of these groups, the Muhajirin and the Ansars, they are also of two groups. Among the Muhajirin and Ansars, there were those people who were in the forefront, right in the beginning stage of Islam, they've accepted Islam. They faced all adversities, all difficulties and hardships, and they sacrificed a great deal for the sake of Islam. The verse that I've recited before you, verse 100 of Surah At-Tawbah. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about those Muhajirin and Ansar that were in the forefront, right in the beginning stage of Islam. They have accepted Islam and they bared all difficulties and hardships for the sake of Allah and His Rasul. So Allah speaks about them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has promised for them gardens beneath which stream flows, and they will remain there forever and ever. And such achievement is indeed a great success. Most respected elders and friends, among the Muhajirin that were on the Sabiqun al-Awwalun, made hijrat right in the beginning stage of Islam and sacrificed a great amount of their life, their energy, their resources for the pleasure of Allah and the Rasul. One was another great illustrious Sahabi, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a resident of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was a Qurayshi. He was from that great Arab tribe, the Quraysh tribe, the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was born 10 years after the incident of the elephants, when Abraha sent his army to destroy the Kaaba. 10 years after that, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was born. His name in the time of Jahiliyyah was Abd Amr. And according to another narration, his name was Abdul Kaaba, the slave of Kaaba. When he accepted Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his name to Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, the background of accepting Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was a very close friend of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. After Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, he worked with few of his friends and invited his friends to Islam. And among them was Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was a businessman. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was also a businessman. And they had close business ties. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala spoke to Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told him about the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave tawfiq and hidayat to Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He then accepted Islam. According to some records, he was the 8th person to have accepted Islam. And therefore, he was among the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. One of those Sahaba that accepted Islam right in the very beginning stages of Islam. The Muhaddithin, they've recorded in the books the outward appearance of Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They say, Kana rajulan tawila. Abiyaz mushriban bil umra hasanul wajh lahu jumma. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala is described as a very tall person. He was white in complexion with little reddishness on his face. He was very handsome and he had long hair that used to go right until his earlobes. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he accepted Islam right in the beginning stage of Islam, we know the adversities that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba faced at that time. It became very difficult for them to tolerate the oppression and the persecution in Makkatul Mukarramah. So some Sahaba at that time decided to make hijrat, migrate and go away to Habasha. And among them was Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala. From Makkatul Mukarramah, he went to Habasha, to Abyssinia. In Abyssinia, there was a rumor that had spread that the people in Makkatul Mukarramah accepted Islam. So Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala and a few people from there, they came back to Makkatul Mukarramah and they realized that it was just a rumor. Somehow, they came back to Makkatul Mukarramah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, then Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala also made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. So Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala was known as Sahibul Hijratain. A Sahabi that have made two hijrats. One is to Abyssinia and one from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. In Madinatul Munawwara, Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived with another Sahabi who was a great businessman, very rich and wealthy, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We heard that incident very, very often. Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu told to Abdurrahman ibn Awf, you know that I'm very wealthy, very rich. I'm prepared to give half my wealth for you. I've got two wives. I'm prepared to divorce one. You can get married to them, to the one that I divorce. So Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu told to Sa'd ibn Rabi, I don't need all that. Dulluni ala suq. Just guide me to the marketplace. Let me go and earn my own income. Allah has given so much of barakah to Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu and great business acumen in him, that within a short period of time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed signs of marriage on him. He just came to Madinatul Munawwara and shortly thereafter, he was now married. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Mahyam, what's this, O Abdurrahman, the sign of marriage that was on him? Ya Rasulallah, I got married. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did you give mehr? What mehr did you give? He said, O Prophet of Allah, wazanu nawatim min al-zahab. I've given a piece of gold to my wife as mehr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, Olim walaw bishatin. You got married, now make walima, even though if you have to slaughter a goat and a sheep and invite the people to the walima. So this was Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, staying in Madinatul Munawwara. He took part in all the wars, Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, right up till the ending. In the Battle of Badr, one amazing incident took place. There was Umayyah ibn Khalaf, very rich, wealthy businessman of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was on the side of the Kuffar. He came to the Battle of Badr, but there was an understanding between him and Abdurrahman ibn Awf. Umayyah ibn Khalaf had business interest in Madinatul Munawwara. Abdurrahman ibn Awf had business interest in Makkatul Mukarramah. When Abdurrahman ibn Awf came to Madinatul Munawwara, so there was an understanding that he would look after the business interest of Umayyah ibn Khalaf in Medina, and Umayyah ibn Khalaf would look after his business interest in Makkatul Mukarramah. But it so happened, both met in the Battle of Badr. Abdurrahman ibn Awf's desire was, somehow Umayyah ibn Khalaf should become a Muslim. Umayyah ibn Khalf went in hiding. Abdurrahman ibn Auf also observed that he is hiding in that place. But Umayyah ibn Khalf was the master who persecuted Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala went and told the Ansars that la najotu in naja Umayyah. That if Umayyah ibn Khalf is saved, then I would never be saved. He motivated the Sahaba to go behind Umayyah ibn Khalf. Now Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was sensitive to Umayyah ibn Khalf, wanted to save his life so that he would accept Islam. So when the Sahaba went behind Umayyah ibn Khalf, Abdurrahman ibn Auf saw the son of Umayyah ibn Khalf and put him in the line of the Sahaba. The Sahaba killed him and they still went behind Umayyah ibn Khalf. Now Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, how do I save Umayyah ibn Khalf? He told Umayyah ibn Khalf, lie down. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala lied down on Umayyah ibn Khalf. But Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Sahaba were so determined to go behind Umayyah ibn Khalf that from under the feet of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, they threw targets, they aimed at Umayyah ibn Khalf and they had killed him. Battle of Badr Uhud, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala played a very, very significant role. And it is stated in the books of hadith, Juriha yawm Uhud, ihda wa ishreena jaraha. He was wounded in 21 places on his body in the Battle of Uhud. وَجُرِحَ رِجْلُهُ. His foot was also wounded. وَكَانَ يَعْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala used to limp. It was because of a wound that he had sustained in the Battle of Uhud. One of the outstanding qualities of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was, one is to make jihad with one's body, physical jihad, and one is to make jihad with a person's wealth. Sacrifice a person's wealth in the cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was in the forefront of this. Many, many incidents are mentioned about how much of effort and sacrifices he has made and how he has sacrificed his wealth in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to a sahaba, he told to them, تَصَدَّقُوا فَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَبَا سُجَيْشًا. Oh my sahaba, give sadaqah. I wish to send an army. At that time, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had 4,000 dirhams or dinars. So 50% of that, he came and presented it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2,000 of the wealth that I have given it as a loan to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And 2,000 I left it at home. On that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for him. Barakallahu fima aatait wa barakallahu fima amsakt. May Allah bless you with whatever you have given the path of Allah, and may Allah bless you with whatever you have kept behind. And it was the effect of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua barakah Nabi sallallahu made for Abdurrahman ibn Auf, it is mentioned that if he would pick up a rock, it would seem as though under the rock there was gold for Abdurrahman ibn Auf. So much of barakah Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given to Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the Battle of Tabuk, he gave almost all his wealth away. That was the war they were supposed to have with the Roman Empire. Very powerful empire, and it was a great challenge for the Muslims. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made announcement at that time, and Abdurrahman came with whatever he had and he gave it. That time even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made a statement and he says that inni la ara Abdurrahman ibn Auf illa murtakiban ithman. Abdurrahman ibn Auf is giving all his wealth away. We think that he's merely committing a sin by doing so. Even Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a statement to that effect. How much of sacrifice Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu made. Some very outstanding qualities of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. It is mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his lifetime, Alladhi yuhafidhu ala azwaji min ba'di was sadiqul bar. After my demise, whosoever takes care of my wives, such a person would be a truthful person and a person that would do an act of virtue. And this virtue has been given to Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. After the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he carried on maintaining the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would also take them for Hajj, put them in special caravans, and he would take care of them in Hajj, bring them back and maintain them for the rest of his lives. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha even made a dua. They say, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Abdurrahman ibn Auf min Salsabil, the water from Salsabil, the water from Jannah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala once mentioned about Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Aminun fi sama wa aminun fil ard. Abdurrahman ibn Auf is a trustworthy person in the heavens. Abdurrahman ibn Auf is trustworthy on the earth. And the Sahaba, they used to refer to Abdurrahman ibn Auf as Sayyid min Sadatil Muslimin. A leader from among the leader of the Muslimin. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala was once making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And one person heard him making this dua. Allahumma qini shuhha nafsi. Oh Allah, save me from the greed of my nafs. But imagine, Abdurrahman ibn Auf was so generous. So much he has given the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he is the person that's still making dua. Oh Allah, save me from the greed of my nafs. Abdullah ibn Mubarak in Kitab al-Zuhd mentioned that it was a habit of Abdurrahman ibn Auf that right till before Zawal, in his home, he used to engage in long, long salats. When the azan for Zuhur used to be given, he used to then come out and go to the masjid. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, when he used to come to his house, it was his normal habit. When he enters the house, he would recite Suratul Qaf and he would also recite Ayatul Kursi. On one occasion, he was fasting. When the iftar time came, he just looked at the food and he burst out crying. And then he said to himself that لَقَدْ قُتِلَ مُصْعَبْ إِبْنِ عُمَيْرِ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Mus'ab ibn Umair, he passed away, became shaheed. He was a better person than me. And he also recalls how Mus'ab ibn Umair was once such a rich, wealthy person. When the time came to him to pass away, there wasn't even sufficient kafan to cover his body. If you cover his head, the feet will be open. If you cover the feet, the head will be open. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, fasting whole day, he thinks about another sahabi and he leaves that food. That's the amount of zuhud and that's the amount of Allah consciousness that Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala passed away at the age of 75. He made wasiyat before he had passed away that my salatul janaza must be read by Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the books of hadith, it is recorded that Abdurrahman ibn Auf passed away in Madinatul Munawwara and he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Generally, when you see many books have been recorded that Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away in Jordan and his qabr is in Jordan. And in many sites, Google sites, etc., you'll notice that it's recorded that Abdurrahman ibn Auf, his qabr is in Jordan. That is not true and that is not correct. What the Muhaddithin has mentioned, according to the record by the Muhaddithin, he had passed away in Madinatul Munawwara and he has been buried in Jannatul Baqi. The place where he is buried in Jordan, I've also been to that place and there's a qabr also made there and outside there's a plague written there about the fazail of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When I seen it at that time, I was also doubtful, but clearly the Muhaddithin have recorded that Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Just one point before I conclude. Allah blessed him with so much of wealth. Upon his demise, he had four wives. When a person passes away and he got wives, he got children, the wives will get 1/8. If a person has one wife, she'll get 1/8. If he has four wives, all will share from the 1/8. That each wife of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the estate of Abdurrahman ibn Auf had 80,000 dinars. 80,000 gold coins. You multiply that by 4, 320,000 gold coins. Now if that is just 1/8 of the estate, you multiply that with the complete 8 portions, then it comes up to 2,240,000 gold coins. That was the entire estate of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. One gold coin, one dinar is 4.4 grams. And if you multiply the entire estate into gold, That was the estate of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. It was 9,850,000 grams of gold of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. And I just checked the price of gold today in terms of rands, depending whether it is 24 carats or 22 carats, then even if you go at 600 rand per gram, then the estate of Abdurrahman ibn Auf at that time was at least 5 billion rands. And we take into consideration the inflation rate of 1,500 years ago, one can imagine what was the estate of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Even if you have to compare the wealth of Abdurrahman ibn Auf with the richest person of today, Bill Gates, I think that Abdurrahman ibn Auf's wealth would far supersede Bill Gates' wealth, even according to today's standards. This is the effect of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, one may wonder that so much of wealth Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given Abdurrahman ibn Auf. There were other sahaba who also had great amount of wealth. Wealth is a great ni'mat and a bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. Allah gives you ni'mat and bounty, you must expound it. Praise Allah, glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. However, what is our attitude towards the wealth is important. Are we the master of our wealth or are we the slave of the wealth? If you are the master of the wealth, the wealth is a slave. You're controlling it. But if you are the slave of the wealth and your slave is your master, that means your wealth is dictating you. Now, there's a great possibility you might go around violating the laws of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And our ulama have mentioned, our attitude towards the wealth should be like the boat in the water. Until the boat is on the top, the boat will reach its destination. The moment the water comes in the boat is going to sink. Let not that wealth come right into our hearts where we could just sink and we violate the laws of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In conclusion, just one hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. He narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man la yarham, la yurham. That person who don't show mercy upon people, then no mercy is shown to him. No wonder Abdurrahman ibn Auf, practicing on this hadith, he was so sensitive in giving out his wealth to poor people, helping, assisting people. Before he would pass away, he freed so many slaves, empowered so many people. He gave the Badriyin, he made wasiyat for those sahaba that took part in the Battle of Badr, each one must get 400 dinars. And like that, at that time, when Abdurrahman ibn Auf had passed away, there were at least 100 Badriyin. So this was the attitude of this great illustrious Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat, the ability to understand the high lofty maqam and position of the Sahaba. Until and unless we don't value the Sahaba, then we will never understand the true spirit of Deen and Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.